Even though John Roberts will have to wait for his confirmation hearings to begin, the hearings are only delayed, not canceled. Nobody would dream of canceling the confirmation hearings, except commentator and legal scholar Paul Rosenzweig.
At the risk of heresy, I want to ask a simple question. Why? Why are we having these hearings? After all, there's little doubt that Roberts will be confirmed. Unless there's a major surprise, his confirmation by a solid majority seems a foregone conclusion. And it's worth remembering that the nominee's appearance at a Senate judicial confirmation hearing is a relatively new invention. In America's first 150 years, no court nominee ever testified. And the first, Attorney General Harlan Fiske Stone, did so only to respond to allegations that he had politicized the investigation of a senator. Even after that, testimony was the exception, not the rule. William O. Douglas didn't testify, and in 1949, Sherman Minton refused to appear, even though the Senate asked him to. Yet both Douglas and Minton were confirmed. Taking testimony from the nominee became routine only 50 years ago, and it wasn't until Justice O'Connor's hearing in 1981 that the hearings were first televised. So, again, why have the hearings? History demonstrates that the Senate is perfectly capable of judging a nominee without them. Yet we're about to have 4 full days of hearings. Judge Roberts will testify, and so will all of the interest groups, both pro and con, who are vitally interested in the nomination. And that, I think, explains why we'll have the hearings. The hearings aren't to inform the senators who are trying to make up their minds how to vote. They likely know how they'll vote already. The hearings are for the interest groups and the senators' constituents. Senator Barbara Boxer, who promises to vote no unless Roberts expressly agrees to uphold Roe v. Wade, doesn't really expect Judge Roberts to promise to support Roe. And conservative senators who ask about Roe don't expect Judge Roberts to promise to overrule it either. Their audiences are different ones. First, constituents who voted for them and whom they hope will vote for them again. And more significantly, the hearings are for the interest groups who gather around the Supreme Court as the ultimate arbiter of American culture today. For most senators, it's the activists that matter most. And that's sad. It reduces law to nothing more than interest group politics. Senators choose judges based on how they'll vote, not based on how well they reason. Shouldn't the Senate consider returning to its historical tradition? Hearings should be about the qualifications of the nominee, not public posturing for special interest groups. Unless there are real questions about a nominee's qualifications, maybe we should save the political speeches for the floor of the Senate and do away with the theatrical production of modern confirmation hearings.
Paul Rosenzweig is a senior legal research fellow at the Heritage Foundation.